I'm Amy Eddings. Thanks for tuning in. It's WNYC's Financial 411, our take on the economic news of the day. The Dow was up most of the day, but in the last hour of trading fell below 10,000. It lost 69 points to close at 9,974. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were also down, each about half a percentage point. Facebook did an about-face and introduced a new simplified version of its privacy controls. The company's founder and CEO says the revised settings would make it easier for Facebook users to know how much of their personal information is accessible on the internet. More coming up on the 411. Yes, the cool guy has overtaken the nerd. Apple, the maker of iPods, iPads, and iPhones, surpassed Microsoft to become the world's most valuable technology company with a value of $227 billion. Microsoft shares eroded about 1%, making it worth about $226 billion. And a federal judge says he'll issue a decision in the next day or two on whether Governor Patterson's decision to furlough about 100,000 New York State workers one day a week is justified by the state's cash crisis. More about Facebook's privacy setting changes, which came in response to growing criticism that the social media site is sharing too much of its users' personal information. For more about this, we turn to Jim Colgan. He's the digital editor for The Takeaway, WNYC's national morning show. Welcome to the 411, Jim.
Hi, Amy.
So what was announced? What changes are coming down the pike?
So they announced at a highly billed press conference today a new simple mode for adjusting privacy settings on Facebook. There'd been a lot of criticism about how complex it was. So now what was unveiled today is one page where there are three options. You can adjust all your settings so that all your posts, all your photos, everything, it can be shared either with your friends, with your friends of friends, or with everyone. So it's all on the one page. But yet they've also kept what they call granular controls, so you can customize them as well if you want.
Now, Facebook's privacy controls started off being simple, and then they got really, really complicated. In fact, just yesterday I went in and changed all of mine, and it took 10 minutes to go through all the little steps to do this. What was happening? Why did Facebook make that change? What was it doing with my personal information?
Well, when Facebook started 6 years ago, there wasn't as many options, so there wasn't that much to actually change. So as it grew, there became a lot more settings to change. And they have always said that they want to give you the control so that you can spend that 10 minutes going in to do it. But they also, in their privacy settings, their privacy policy had also grown. It had more words than the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, right. And more links and stuff that I had to go through.
And you may have also noticed, which is new, so just in April, part of the change was if you go to on certain sites like the Washington Post or CNN, you might see activity from your Facebook friends showing up on these websites. That's something that they're to do with their instant personalization feature. And what was announced today was an easier way to opt out. You still are automatically enrolled in this, but it's easier to go in and take it off. And Facebook says that they recommend this. That's why it's there.
There are a lot of different opinions about Facebook and its privacy policy. What are people in New York saying?
So I actually went down to Washington Square Park recently, and I just asked a few random people how they felt about Facebook. So here's some of what they said.
I used to have a Facebook, but I deleted it once I started applying for colleges, because I hear like this whole rumor that colleges can like find their way into your page and find these details about you.
I do see a benefit. However, as with everything, there's a benefit and then there's a liability as well.
Yeah, like a lot of my friends, especially like my girlfriends, they have a lot of exposure like of skin, and we actually have to talk to one of my friends telling her you should tone it down a bit.
That's Sabrina Islam and Dallas Palatini, who I spoke to in Washington Square Park recently. But I got to say, even though they sort of, said that how they talked about their negative experience on Facebook, if you just look up on Twitter or in some of the other social networking settings like I did in Washington Square Park, there's a lot of people there sharing their information actively. And this goes to Facebook, even despite all this criticism, new numbers out this week showed they had 516 million users, up from 400 million back in September. So it's clearly a popular site.
And so this doesn't, this controversy over the privacy settings and the sharing of your personal information with other websites and other applications hasn't been hurting its business?
Well, it doesn't appear like it from the numbers anyway, but Mark Zuckerberg earlier this week had said that they had missed the mark in their privacy settings, that a lot of the feedback they were getting was that people wanted more control. So it was more about whether it was perception or whether it was, you know, real growing criticism, whether it would have fed into its user base soon. They made the changes today.
And very briefly, I'm on Facebook now. I don't see any change in the privacy settings. When will this go into
effect?
Over
the next few weeks, they said today. They showed screenshots. We have links at WNYC.org, and you can read more about it, too.
Jim Colgan is the digital editor for The Takeaway. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Amy.
You've been listening to WNYC's Financial 411. This is WNYC.